Thinking about the second parsha of Kriyas Shema, which comes at the end of Ekev, the truth is that 2 years ago I addressed that issue also. It's still there on the website if any of you want to look at it. I think it's 2 years ago, and we compared the two parshas in Shema, which is in Vayeshanan, and Vayom Shemaya, which is in Ekev, and the differences between them, and we did some very basic thinking over there. I want to revisit that from a different standpoint, but it really is very, very much nageya to our Yiddishkeit. I really think that sometimes we miss out on certain things simply from not being aware of what is really going on, partially in Chumash. Like, we're not used to learning Chumash in such a way that we can really dredge from what the Rebbein Shem gave us over here the Yisoidas, which I think that the Rebbein Shem would want us to know and to understand. Specifically, my interest over here is in the mezuzah. That's how both Shema and Voyam Shemaya end with the mezuzah. Of course, then Voyam Shemaya still has the posuk of Leman Yibayimechem. So I want to think about mezuzah, and I'll tell you why. Not why, there are plenty of reasons why it's important, but I have specifically in mind, I think I have an answer to a question which everybody asks on the Ramban. And that's what I'd like to center on. The Ramban at the end of Boy, everybody knows that Ramban. I mean, I guess there must be people who don't know it. But it's a famous Ramban, and where he goes through the Yisoidas that we learn from Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Hashkocha of the Rabbi Nishloilem, the Yichoides of the Rabbi Nishloilem. Many, many portim he isolates, and that is why he says that there's so many mitzvahs which are Zeche Yitzias Mitzrayim. So then he says this famous sentence, which everybody has problems with, but so I'll start with a sentence or two before. So he's listing all the things that we do Zeche Yitzias Mitzrayim. And why is that so important? That we should bear witness so that we will never forget these Yisoidas. That's why we do all these mitzvahs. A kaifer can say all the Yisoidas which Yiddishkeit is based on, it's all a bunch of malaki, and there's no reason for any of it. So he says no, because all these mitzvahs, which are Zeche Yitzias Mitzrayim, help us to make the ideas of Yitzias Mitzrayim alive. And then comes the famous sentence, Ki hakoine mezuzah bezuz echad. If somebody buys a mezuzah, not very expensive, bezuz echad, I hope recent chassanim don't smile, probably nowadays it goes into the hundreds of dollars. But by the Ramban it was bezuz echad. Ki hakoine mezuzah bezuz echad, v'kovo v'pisroi, v'nischavein be'inyona, that simply by putting this mezuzah on the door, he is being made, that he is moide to all those in Yonim that you learn from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Again, ki akoinu mezuzah bezuz echad, bekavu bepisroi, v'neschavein beinyona, kva hoide bechidush ha'olam, that the world was created, uv yediyas ha'boire, that there's hashgocha, Vashkofosse, Vagam Benevur, Vehemin, Bechol Pinoy Satoro, Milvat Shehoide, Shechesot, Haboiro, Godom, Meoid, Al Oiser, Rotsoino, Shoizionu, Meoiser, Avdos, Lefeirus, Vekovet Godol, Leschus Avosem, Achafetzim, Vyiros Shema. Ulfichach Omru, Hevezoi, Vemitzvah Kalak, Vechamura, Shekulan Chamudois, Vechavivos, Meoid, Shebechol Shoot, Amoidebohend, Elokov. Okay, that's what he's saying. So what he's really saying is that if you spend a zuz and you buy a beautiful mezuzah and you put it on your door, so you have been moider in all the yesoidas of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That the mezuzah is somehow a Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, and everybody asks the Kashya. It's not on the Mezuzah, we only have Shema and Vahoyam Shemaya. Nowhere in the Mezuzah is Yetzias Mitzrayim mentioned. So that's a problem. Rav Huttner Zechasalikov has a mimer on it, and many people, I think, ask this question, and all sorts of answers are given. Now, I haven't seen all, certainly not all. I don't even see, I think I've seen many. But I just have a ha'orah over here that maybe we can give an answer, and maybe somebody else gave it, I wouldn't know. So I'm just making a suggestion. What exactly is the mezuzah there to teach us? All right, we buy a mezuzah, we knock it on the door, and then we go in and out, and maybe some of us kiss the mezuzah, some of us don't. I have a feeling that nobody thinks very much, which is a shame, because there's this famous Rambam, and lately, because I've been thinking about it, I've been asking people, no, is that what you do? So everybody sort of gives a sheepish smile and says, no, it's not. But let's see what the Rambam says we ought to do with our mezuzah. It says like this. That's in Perek Vov of Hilchos Tefillin of Mezuzah, the Sefer Torah, Perek Vov, Halacha Yud Gimel. Easy to remember, 6:13. Chayiv Odom Lehizoya B'mezuzah. Now, so you have to be careful about it. Why? Because every time he goes in and out of his door, he gets hit. Wow, Hashem is Echad. It says, Shema Yisrael Hashem Lekein Hashem Echad. So Yifka B'Yichud Shemo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'Yizka Ahavosoy. He'll wake up from his dream, and his involvement in all the stupidities of this generation. And he'll know wow, isn't that great that every time a yid goes in and out of the door, it's not a Musa's head, it's 20 Musa's storm. Because Yichud Hashem and Ahavosoy and waking up from our folly and knowledge that She'ein Dova Ho'aymed L'Oilam L'Oilme Olamim El Yediyas Tzur Ho'aylam Umiyadu Choyza L'Daita. Every time we go in and out, we immediately get back to our normal sense. We forget them in the rush of life. But over here, every time we go in and out, we have this opportunity, we get back to our senses. And Hoylech B'dakim Mishorim, so we all go constantly B'dakim Mishorim. Hoyt Amu Vachom, Kol Mishiyesh Latfilin B'Roysho, V'Zroyo, V'Tzitzis, V'Bigdo, M'Zuzo, V'Pisroy, Mursik Loi Shilo Yechto, Shari Yeshlo Mazgirim Rabim, V'Hein, Hein HaMalachim, Shumatzilin Oysa Milachato, Shunema, Choynim Malach Hashem Sobev, Lireyov, Bayuchalsem. Also here steht in Rambam. Okay, so everybody who's listening to this year knows whether that's in fact describes accurately the way he goes in and out of doors. I've got to tell you that even now in this last couple of months that I've been really thinking about this Rambam a lot, I can't say that I've remembered it even once to think about all these things. But this is a good Musa Shavuz. If you learn this halacha in the Rambam, it's supposed to be halacha, Sef Mishneh Torah. And that is what we're supposed to, that is how we're supposed to live with the mezuzah. I have this however that there's another aspect of mezuzah, and that is the story of Unkelos in Avodah Zarah. Some people may have learned it, maybe for some of you it's new, but the Gemara over there tells a story that Unkelos Ager, he became a Ger, he was born a Roman, and he became a Ger. I think he was the nephew of the emperor, I'm not quite sure. So but he became a Ger. So the emperor got very, very mad, and he wanted to get him back. So he sent a group of soldiers to drag him back. So Gemara says that he discussed with them many psukim in the Torah, and the upshot of it was that they all became Gerim. So that didn't work so well for the emperor. So then he sent another lot and told them, you don't have any discussions with him. So they obviously said to the guy when they were, to Unkelos, when they were dragging him along, they said, look, we can't discuss anything with you. So he said to them, I've got a little thought, let me share it with you. It's a trivia. Nowadays they call it trivia, I think, yeah? I know some trivia about the palace, about the protocol of how things are done in the palace. Are you interested? So he said, oh yeah, why not? It's not a discussion. You tell us what happens in the palace. So he said, I tell you what, in the palace, so people have to go in the dark, they didn't have electricity, so you had to go wherever you had to go, so it was dark. So you needed somebody to carry a torch in front of you. So the little page boy, he was the one who carried the torch for the butler, at least. Yeah? And the butler carried the torch for the fellow who was on top of him, and he carried the torch for the fellow who was on top of him. Until finally, the biggest official in the palace, he carries the torch in front of the melech. So then he said, no, and for whom does the melech carry the torch? Nobody, for Schleswig, the melech is too big, there's nobody who's bigger than the melech. So why should he carry the torch for anybody? And so he said, aha, he says, but the Rebbeinu carried the torch for us, because it says in the Torah, Hashem hoylech lifneim ba'amud onan lam chasam ha'derech b'layla ba'amud eish lo yelohem. So they also went to be Miskaya. So then he sent another group of soldiers. This was going to be the last one, and they weren't allowed to talk altogether. So as they were walking along, they passed the house with a mezuzah on it, and he put his hand on the mezuzah. So they became very interested. Why is this? What's he doing? Like, what is this? What's the function of this mezuzah? So in the end, I guess he did talk to them, and he said, you know what? It's interesting that the noyek sheba olam, the minhag of the world, is that the king sits inside the palace, and the guards stand outside. They stand on guard. Any of you who have been in England, you saw the Buckingham Palace. So the Queen lives in the palace, and outside the soldiers shivering or sweating, depending on what the weather is, and they're standing outside to guard the Queen. Says, but us it's different. We sit in the house, and the Ribbono Shel Olam, he meant through the mezuzah, guards us from the outside. There's a technical issue over here in that Gemara which needs thinking about and answering, but it's not me and your name. The problem is, like, why is it the Ribbono Shel Olam is watching? It's the mezuzah. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not the mezuzah. The mezuzah is not the Ribbono Shel Olam. You have to know pshat in that Gemara, but not nageya. Aber was steht hier in the Gemara says that the mezuzah is a shmira. He's comparing it. The mezuzah on the outside of the door is like the sentry who's standing outside the palace, and he's guarding the people inside. Now the Gemara is very, very fascinating. Like, what does it mean that the Ribbono Shel Olam carries the torch for us? Why, Taka, if he's the melech, why does he carry the torch for us? And if he's the Ribbono Shel Olam, why does he have to stand guard for us outside our houses? So why the Gemara about that? It leads too far, and I don't want to go into Protim at all at this point. But the bottom line of the Maral is that because in Olam Hazeh the Ribbono Shel Olam needs us, Kuvi Yochel. Yeah? The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't need anybody anywhere. But in this physical world, nobody can see him, nobody can communicate with him. How is he here? Is with the quotes around it. The Ribbono Shel Olam is here in this world. Where, what, how? There he has to come onto Yisrael. Anybody who wants to meet the Ribbono Shel Olam has to go through Yisrael, because the Shechinah is with us. So Mimele Ke'ilu the Ribbono Shel Olam, by carrying Kuvi Yochel the torch in front of us, or by standing guard in front of our houses, so he's doing that because he needs us, Kuvi Yochel, yeah? Like, if he's got a rotzen for the Bria, and down here it's a physical world, so therefore it's very, very hard to find the Ribbono Shel Olam. So finding him is derech Kal Yisrael, and so Mimela, that's the Gemara. Very, very superficially. Now, aber was steht derweil? Derweil steht that the mezuzah is a shmira. So there are two things. So there's the Rambam who says that we're supposed to think of all these things when we go in and out. So the mezuzah is there to remind us of all these yesodos, and that is what the function of the mezuzah is. And that's why the Rambam starts off, Chayiv Adam Lehizor B'mezuzah M'nei Shichores HaKol Tomid. And therefore, I'm not sure what he means, but maybe it's only important hastes because it's a chayva for everybody. And once it's there, you should think about these things or whether it means it's important because it reminds us or it causes us to think, if we would be thinking creatures, in all the list of things that he lists over there. I'm not quite sure which way it goes. So that's one then. And then there's the Shmira, he's a Shomer, as I stated in the Gemara, now by the Zohar. Now I haven't learned the whole Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah, and I don't know whether he ever brings that the Mezuzah is a Shmira. And the truth is that before I started saying the Shir today, I was going to look up in the Sefer HaMitzvos whether there he maybe mentions the fact that it's a Shmira, and I forgot. So all of you can run to the Sefer HaMitzvos and see what it says it over there. I'll call upon him. My shaila is not so much on the Rambam, why he doesn't bring the fact that mezuzah is a Shmira, together with all these wonderful thoughts to which the mezuzah is ma'ayras. So he doesn't say that. But why doesn't he bring the fact that it's a Shmira? But second of all, where's the hanacha for that? Where do we know from? It doesn't say. It says, as far as I know, it says mezuzah twice in the Torah, in Shema and in Vehoyah Shema. And I don't know where it says over there that it's a Shmira. So where is the aside that it's a Shmira? So that's another thing that I want to understand. Now, a very, very important aside, I don't know whether we touched on that very much in that last year, 2 years ago, but it's a zachar we have to understand. Look, we say every day, we say Kriya Shema, we say Kriya Shema in the morning, we say Kriya Shema at night, and we try to think of what we're saying, but I have the feeling that none of us are particularly analytical. We're all busy, or should be busy, being Mekabel on Malchus Shemaim and being Mekabel on Mitzvahs. So, you know, like to be Ma'ayan and what's the pshat of this posuk, what's the pshat of that posuk, is not so much part of our agenda, I suspect. What's going on over here? The two pashyas in Shema and in Vehoyom Shemaya towards the end are really practically identical. Well, you know, I could just read it out, everybody knows it. Yeah. That's in Shema. And in Vehoyom Shemaya, so everything which we have in Shema, we also have in Vehoyom Shemaya. Why the repetition? So included in the fact that we don't analyze the psukim so much, I think is also the very important, in my opinion, the very important yesod that obviously when the Torah says something, when anybody says something, but certainly when the Torah says something, then what the Torah is saying and the way the Torah is saying it is obviously going to be determined by the context. Context counts. So what's the context of what you're doing? And if you tell me what the context is of what you're doing, so then I can tell you what you're saying, what those words mean. Now, we have to understand that the context of Shema from Vos Chanan and the context of Vehoyom Shemaya in Ekev is a very, very, very totally different context. They're talking about two different things. Now, let's have a look at Shema. What is the context in which Shema is taught in Vos Chanan? That's a whole big Torah by itself, but that's not for now. So it's talking about how to be Eloh Yidden. Here, a few psukim earlier, we'll start. Zois ha-mitzvah, ha-chukim, ha-mishpotim, ha-shatzivu, ha-shem, el-akechem, le-lamed eschem, la-asrish, ba-ores, ha-shatim, oivrim, shama, le-rishka, le-mantiru, ha-shem, el-akechem, le-shmoiz, kol-chukosov, mitzvah-sov, ha-shanoichem, ha-tzavu, ha-oysro, u-bincho, ben-bincho, kol-imecha, yecho, man, yavichon, yomecho. Ve-shamato Yisrael, ve-shamarto, la-asois, ha-shayitav, lo, bi-shamri, toiru, ha-shizun, Eretz Yisrael, liv-la-yidin, in Eretz Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Ve'ohavtes Hashem Elokechem. This is all a hemshach from this Yisoid that there's a life unfolding for us. We are here in Abba Ismoya, and we are about to go to Eretz Yisrael. So there's a life unfolding in front of us that is going to be a life which should be lived a certain qualitative character, and Shema continues with that. And then after Shema, it describes all the wonderful things you're going to find there. It's all Me'in Yam. So I would say that whatever it says in Shema, for example, putting on tefillin and putting mezuzahs on the doorposts, whatever that means is determined by the context. And this context is how to live like Eretz Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. The context in Akef for Goyim Shemaya is very, very different. And the only way we can find that out is if we look in the Chumash and see who the neighbors are. Where does it say Goyim Shemaya? Oh, so it says it towards the end of Akev, and then the Pasha before Shishi is like this. Ki Oretz Asher Atav Hashem Elohishto Loi Ki Eretz Mitzrayim Hi Asher Yitzosu Misham Asher Tizra Asarachov Vishkiso Barak Lechorigan HaYorek. Eretz Mitzrayim has the Nile. Nobody has ever any problem growing things in Mitzrayim. There's always water, 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 water. You have the Nile, no problem. But Vaoratz Ashatim Oivrim Shomel Rishta Eretz Horem Uvakoiz Limtar Shomayim Tishlemo. You need rain. You need rain. Constantly, constantly, you have to worry: is it going to rain or not? Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doresh Asatomet Einei Hashem Elokecha Bo. I'm sorry, I put this not in the wrong place. Eretz Asher Hashem Elokecha Doresh Asat. Tomid Einei Hashem Elokecha Bo Mereshis Hashanah Achris Hashanah. You need constant Hashgacha, because you need rain. Oh, Torah goes on. Hoyam Shemaya Tishra Mitzvah Shanach Mitzvah Shemayam La'avad Hashem Elokecha Lo'avad Hashem Elokecha Hashem V'nosati V'tah Hashem V'itzah. V'hoyam Shemaya, there's no suffix in the world that in the Pshuta Shel Mikra. See, I don't know whether the Takona of Kriyas Shema, that the second Pasha is a chelek of Kriyas Shema, when it's the Reis of the Rabbanan, that we'll see if we ever learn brachas, but the Maisa in the Torah, the Pshuta Shel Mikra, is that this is the Etzah. In other words, we just learned that Eretz Yisrael is the kind of place where Tomid Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo Mereshis Hashonah V'Achris Hashonah. You need the Hashgacha. By the way I learned Pshat in the Pesukim is like the Ramban. Rashi learns differently, but this is how the Ramban learns. So you're totally and constantly zokuk to Hashgacha. That is the kind of land Eretz Yisrael is, and that is mistam why the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted Eretz Yisrael as Kishelek Hashem Amay, because this is a land where you can't get on without the Ribbono Shel Olam. In Mitzrayim you can hasach up, you don't need the Ribbono. You have the Nile. I don't need anybody. I've got my oil. I have no problems. I don't need the Rabban Hashem. And that's the Shlosh and Emel, you have problems, because it has to rain, and the Rabban Hashem should help. It should rain. There's been a problem in the last few years. The Rabban Hashem should help. Oh, but that is Eretz Yisrael. You need them. So now the Torah goes on and tells you, listen, yeah? You have a Poshka formula. Here's the formula. You want rain? No problem. I tell you what it is. Loyam Shemaya Tishmas Mitzvah Shavetz Rashan Nach Mitzvah Shemayam La'avaz Hashem Lekerem La'ovdu B'chol Varcho Nashrem V'nosati Mitzvah Shem Be'ito Yor Malkos V'safti D'gonecho V'sirash V'itzorecho. Oh, no problem. The rain will come. It's not going to be any problem at all. Then he goes on. Yishon V'lochem Pen Yishter V'avachem V'satem Avar Adonim Achem V'shtach Avisem. And what if you don't do the Rotsin Hashem? Then V'chor Rav Hashem B'chem V'otzat HaShemayim V'lo Yirmot Avar Adom V'lo Sitin Sivula V'avatem Meir V'mal Rotsat Rav Hashem V'shem V'chem V'nosem V'ch. Okay, so very clear. The Pasuk is telling how it makes the Rotsin makes it so easy. Yeah? Look, I just told you that Eretz Yisrael is a place where you have to be constantly aware that you need rain, and the only way to get rain is for the Rotsin Hashem sending it. No, you want him to send it, no problem. You have a very, very positive formula. Do your mitzvahs and the rain will come. Do averos and the rain will stop. Shalom aleichem. That's the system. Then the pasuk goes on. V'samtem es devorai eile al levavchem v'al nafshechem. Ukshatem asom la'os al yedchem v'hoi l'tatov as bein enechem. V'limadetem asom as bein enechem da v'bom b'shech v'seo l'at madeo shokho v'kamecha v'chsavtem al mezuz v'seo v'shavecha. Why Kimei Hashemayim al Ha'aretz? Why not La'olam? That's what it means. As long as heaven is on earth, means La'olam. So why don't you write La'olam? Doesn't say anywhere else Kimei Hashemayim al Ha'aretz. The Torah is, this is made like a Meir Edom, that this whole Pasha has the the rain on its mind. The rain is a postcard that the Rebbein Hashem sends to us or withholds from us to tell us that either we're doing well or we're not doing well. And that is a mode of communication which the Rebbein Hashem has. No, so I want that you should stay in Eretz Yisrael. I don't want V'chol Ach Hashem V'matem Mehera. So I tell you what you'll do. Sabtom V'zuz V'sefer V'sherecha L'man Yiv Yimechem V'yimechem Al-Adoma. On this beautiful land, Kimer Shemaim Al-Oretz, as long as the Rebbein Shalom has this Shemaim Al-Oretz, and therefore as long as the Rebbein Shalom can communicate with us through the medium of rain, so Menela, everything's going to be fine. Beautiful Pasha. Here comes the Shaila. Here comes the Pshat Shaila. I want to know, I'm not talking about the droshes which are Mechayev us, but I'm talking about the Pshuta Shel Mikra. And in Mikra, Yotzim de Pshuta. I want to know what it means over here in Vehoyam Shemayam, the Samtem es Devorai Eile. What are Devorai Eile? Something is Devorai Eile. I don't know what Devorai Eile means. Now, is it synonymous with is Devorai Eile in Pashas Royam Shemaya synonymous with Advorim Ho'ele Asher Anochim Metzavecho Hayom? They should be Alevavecha. So I don't think they are. Again, in the Drosh of Chazal we learn halachas of Talmud Torah from the Pasha in Vayom Shemaya. There's no suffix that al pi Drosha that we're talking Torah over there. Al pi the Pshuta Shel Mikra, it appears to me that we're not talking about Torah in its totality. Like the whole Vayom Shemaya, the whole Pasha is so clearly one focused on this one issue. How are you going to deal with rain? You're going to live in a country in which constantly you have to have rain. How are you going to deal with it? And the answer has to be that it depends. Do the mitzvahs and you'll get it, and don't do the mitzvahs and you'll lose it. That's very, 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 very important. Yeah, and on that, it's you're talking to say within that pasha context matters. So Devorai Eile means what I just told you, that this idea that you need mitzvahs for rain, and the absence of mitzvahs means absence of rain. Remember these things. You have to remember these things. Now, what does it mean? Ukshatim asam la'osal yetchem v'hoyi v'tatof as bein einechem. See, okay, Chazal, of course, read it as tefillin, and that's why we put v'hoyam shemaya into the tefillin. But I'm wondering whether in this context, again, al pi pshuta shel mikra, most of us know the famous Rashbam at the end of Bo'e. Very, very chiddushik Rashbam. But Rashbam is the Rashbam. And what does he say? So we know that when it says over there in Kaddish Li Kol B'chayim, the other pasha which we put into the tefillin, so it talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim over there, and it stops with a pasuk V'hoy l'chol l'ayis al yotcho l'zikoron bein enecho l'man tiyetar z Hashem b'ficho, and so on and so forth. Zot the Rashbam. So Rashbam, I'm just reading it. It doesn't mean physical tefillin. It means I want you to remember these yesoidas constantly. Ke'ilu kosef al yotcha. Ke'en, just like we find in Mishle, simeni kechosem al libecha. And further, bein enecha, ke'en tachshid rovitzo, shergil en lifel ha-metzach l'nai. Zot Rashbam, it doesn't mean tefillin, it means a metaphor for things, just like the ornaments that you wear are with you constantly and they are part of your personality. So in that same way, remember the Yesoidas which I told you just now about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So then, as it's very much choylik, very strongly choylik, says, what are you talking about? The Torah suddenly becomes metaphors and And Mishle is different. Mishle says Mishle Shlaim Ben David. It's a book of Mishalim. If it's a book of Mishalim, it can write Simeini Kachosim Alibecha, and not mean that you're supposed to put the Chosim Alibecha, but it means to remember it. I mean, you're going to make the Torah into metaphors, and you're left with nothing. And Ibn Ezra is very, very shpak over here. Oh, but the Rashbam held. But the Rashbam held. I'm wondering. Whether in Vahoyo and Shema, he doesn't say it over there anymore in Devarim, the Rashbam, because, I don't know, maybe because it's different, or maybe because he already said it. I can't tell you. But it seems to me that mitzad the context, it would be nice if we could touch it in the Vahoyo and Shema. Again, I'll keep pshat, Chazal don't learn like that. But in the pshat, in the mikro yoitzim v'dev shuto, that maybe it means remember it, because otherwise, see, I have a problem. What do you have to say it again? What is Chanan for? You just said it. You said that you're supposed to wear tefillin in Shema. Yeah, you're supposed to wear tefillin. So, over here, why should it repeat it again? Especially since the subject matter seems to be not the same subject matter. So you're supposed to put on another pair of tefillin, one pair of tefillin to remind you of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and another pair of tefillin to remind you that if you don't do mitzvahs, there won't be any rain. I mean, that's obviously not what it means. So what does it mean? So I think you only have two options over here. You have either the one option, which is that it's a metaphorical, like the Rashbam learns in Shmos, namely that remember these things. You're living in Eretz Yisrael, be constantly aware that you need the rain, you need the Ribono Shel Olam. Live in accordance with that emes, and then you'll be okay. Think of it all the time. You wear your necklace all the time. Think of this the same way all the time. That's one possibility. Or another possibility I thought might be to say, add this to your kavona when you're putting on tefillin. When you're putting on tefillin, you're being made to all the things which till now we had thought you're made on, Yetzias Mitzrayim and so on and so forth. And besides that, yeah, this is also so important. So now with the giving of this pasha in Akev about remembering the rain, so now make that part of the tefillin. I don't know which is the emes. I don't know whether either of them are the emes. I'm suggesting it, and you know, you'll draw your own conclusions, or you'll ask somebody if you think it's worth even to think about it. The big issue over here is, which is Nagel in Yoneinu, is that there's a major difference between Shema and Vahoyom Shemaya in the sequence of things. Now remember, in Shema, we all know how Shema goes. So what does it say? Vahoyad v'haftas Hashem l'akecha, and so on. Then Vahoyad v'orim ha'eri ha'shanoich v'mitzavachu ha'yoyim alu v'ovecha v'shinatam l'vonecha, pass them on to your children. Then you have Tfilin, Shalosh, Shalyad, I mean Aveyon, Shalyad, Shalosh, and Mezuzah. So again, love Hashem, be constantly filled with love, teach it to your children, and wear tefillin and put a mezuzah on your door. In Vahoyom Shemaya, the Seder is different. What's the Seder of the Vahoyom Shemaya? Levavatzem mehera malot atova shashem noisem lachem. The Samtem is tovora eil elevavkem val nafshem. You need to know these things. Now, either tefillin or the way I suggested that it's a metaphor. No mezuzah. In Shema, teaching the children had come before. Here it comes after. And then comes mezuzah. Now, why are we splitting mezuzah from tefillin? Why are we preceding tefillin to teaching the children, which in the Shema came before? And why are we splitting, especially if we remember the Rambam? Remember the Rambam? Here, Amru HaKlomim Kol Mishi Yesh Lo Tefillin B'Roshoi V'Zroyo V'Tzitzis V'Bigdoi M'Zuzah V'Pisroi Muzlak Lo Yesh Lo Yechta Shar Yesh Lo Mazkirim Rambam V'Hein Hein HaMalachim Shematzilin Oysa Milachatoi Shneema Choyne Malach Hashem Sov Yireya V'Aychatzeh. So you've got all the three together. Tefillin Shalosh, Tefillin Shalyad, and Mezuzah. So they belong together. So why aren't they together over here? So that's the Shaila. So I suggest the following. Again, I don't know. But I think it's worthwhile to think about it. What I think is like this. In Shema, The Seder goes like this. V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha v'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha v'chol ma'adecha. We're talking about Elohim Yidden. They love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and now you're ready to pass it on to your children, the children. V'shinamtam levonecha v'dibata b'am v'shiltro v'esecha v'lachvader v'shachu v'kamecha. Baruch Hashem, we're blessed with Yidden. I see sometimes fathers go with their children, bring them to shul. They're always talking and learning with them. Ah, it's my work. Pass it on. You've got such a treasure. You've got such a beautiful thing. Teach it to your children. And furthermore, and to ensure that your enthusiasm never wanes, so I've got an answer for you. Put on tefillin, put a mezuzah on your door, it's going to be a mechayah. Yeah? And there you have all the three things together, like the Rambam says it's supposed to be. Very good. Oh, in Vayom Shemaya, we've got a different problem over here. Whom are we talking about? We're talking about Hishamu Lachem, Penyifte Levavachem, Vesatem, Avadatem, Rimachayim, Vishlachavisim, Vem. V'chol Rach Hashem Vachem, V'chol Rach Hashem Vachem, V'chol Rach Hashem It's a terrible message. The Sam Tenis Tevoga Eile. See, now they're here, you have Machloikas of Rashi and Ramban. Rashi learns even when you're in Golos, Ramban says, no, it's talking about when you come back to Eretz Yisrael. So let's go with Ramban that we're talking about in Eretz Yisrael. The Sam Tenis Tevoga Eile, Alevachem, Al-Nashachem, I think that even as a third, it means that, look, right now you're in Eretz Yisrael. And it's not raining. It's not talking about after they left already. What do they care whether it's raining in Eretz Yisrael? Tell us is that there's a tekufa where they haven't yet been driven out of Eretz Yisrael. It's not raining. It's a terrible matzah. And there's going to be famine. There's going to be shlech b'kazachem. So the apostle tells him, you know what you should do? Sometimes tomorrow, Ele, remember what I told you, that as a soil you stand or has a shalom and fall by whether or not you do the mitzvahs or not. That is the formula. And you know what? You have an agent to remember them. Then, when you've become Elohim again, when you have educated yourself by wearing the tefillin, now, teach them also to get back to Torah. They should talk in learning. Right? Before you put on the tefillin, you're not ready to pass it on to your children, because we're talking about when they're yiftel vavach and the satan vavadim achelim. So the first age is put on tefillin. And when you will have put on tefillin, then you're ready in an authentic way to pass it on to your children. Why doesn't it say put a mezuzah on your door? I think because the Torah has something else in mind for the mezuzah. Then, after you finish teaching to your children, then we come to the big secret. I want you to put the mezuzah on your door. What's the mezuzah? Shema v'hoyom Shema. Yeah, as I said in the Maral in the Nesivus Oilem, in the Sefer Avoda. So what does he say? What Unkel has told the guy, that the Rabbani Shem guards. Why does the Rabbani Shem guard? Why does he stand guard? Because what state in the Mezuzah? In the Mezuzah state, Kabbalah's Malchus Shemaim and Kabbalah's Oil Mitzvahs. You know what we do when we put the Mezuzah on the door? We have made it, this house is the house of Avodas Hashem. This house is the place where there's Kabbalah's Oil Malchus Shemaim and Kabbalah's Oil Mitzvahs. In other words, what the Torah is saying in Vehoyam Shemaim is like this. In order to get you people back to become Elohim Yidden, tefillin is enough. Kshatim la'ezal yodecho, whatever it says, or kshatim asom la'ezal yodechem, v'hoyim zohos bein enechem, it's going to be effective. For the mezuzah, I have something bigger in mind. You know what I want the mezuzah to be? I want the mezuzah to be a guarantee of mitzvahs, that it's not going to fall apart. You know why? Because once you've used mezuzah as an aegis of what this house is, that will be the guarantee. A house is a house. Our tendency is, our psychology is, when we're out in the streets, and we're out in the streets. Some people say, at home we eat kosher, and when we're traveling, we're not so interested. Yeah? But the house is where I am. This is where I am. This is who I am. And at the house, now, by putting up the mezuzah, I think, in other words, that This is the mocha for mezuzah es shmira. That means, that's what the pasuk says. Uchsavta mezuzah v'tzeva v'shavecha, lemanye v'yemechem v'yemnechem. What is that if not shmira? In other words, how is it shomer? How is the mezuzah shomer? Because the mezuzah, by having kabbalas on makos shemayim, kabbalas on mitzvahs, is meyed. That this is the kind of house, this is the house where people live who are led by these principles. And choshmira gedoyla mizum. Maybe that's what it means, that Ribbono Shel Olam is watching from the outside. Meaning that he puts his it's written on cloth, it's saying it's Tashmishei Kedusha. Yeah, you have to have Geniza if they wear out and so on. It's a chunk of the Ribbono Shel Olam's Kedusha standing out there. Maybe I'm not sure whether that's the flat or not. I'll call upon him. That is the answer to my questions. My questions were, why do you have to repeat it 5 minutes later? You have it already in Voskanan and Shema. Why do you have the same things again to Ilum in Voyim Shemaya? The answer is, it's not the same thing. It's B'chlal not the same thing. It's not the same thing at all. Over there we're talking about the general issue of being an Elif Yid. Here we're talking about what do we do in Eretz Yisrael to make sure that it should rain. It's a technical, this is the owner's manual. The Voyim Shemaya is the owner's manual. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, when you buy a new machine, you have an owner's manual in the box. So you open the box and see how you make it work. This is the way you make it work. So the tefillin of Voyim Shemaya at the pshat level are different than the tefillin of Shema. I mean, they are both to be koiveya, big yesoidus. But we're talking about different things. And the mezuzah has a different function in Voyim Shemaya than it has in Shema. Could very well be that what the Rambam says, that what mezuzah is supposed to send us a message, all these things that the Rambam listed, that's in Shema. What it lists, what it does in Voyim Shemaya, that is the mocha for the mezuzah as Shema. So what I say, like it's this whole eon of Pshutusha Mikro over here has not a lot to do with our Yiddishkeit. What I mean is, how many of us think about that when we see the mezuzah, when we go in, when we go out, when we kiss the mezuzah, those of us who do, what's going on over there? It's my thing. Every time, let's say already I can't think all those kavanos which the Rambam says. But I've got a mezuzah on my door. This is the kind of house that I'm supposed to be living on. This is the kind of person I'm supposed to be. If we could get ourselves, discipline ourselves, sometimes at least to have a fleeting thought in that direction when we go out of our houses or come into our houses. What a beautiful thing that every time we come into the house, I'm suddenly aware, wow, what a good house to be in. This is the house where there's kabbalas al machas shemaim. This is the house where there's kabbalas al mitzvahs. So let's hope a little bit that maybe from Akev this week, we can make our mezuzahs a little more meaningful for ourselves. I finished the shiur, and suddenly I remembered that the main thing is missing. I did not yet give the answer to what I think is the pshat in the Ramban at the end of Boy. The Ramban says that if you buy a mezuzah, you're already moided in the whole of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the kashya was that it doesn't say Yetzias Mitzrayim in the mezuzah. It only says Shema and Vehoyam Shemaya. So in what way does the mezuzah help with Sfiras Yetzias Mitzrayim? So according to the way that we have learned now, I think that the answer is quite simple. And that is that once we've seen that Voyim Shemaya is mechadesh, that mezuzah can be separated from the tefillin. Horaya, it is separated. It's separated because you first have the tefillin, then you have teaching it to the children, and then you have the mezuzahs, the man yavimechen. So now the mezuzah has become a shomer. How does it become a shomer? By having Kabbalah's malchus and Kabbalah's mitzvahs. So what the mezuzah is doing now is that it's saying, I'm mekabel everything you told me. Now two sentences before it said, I'm mekabel the mitzvah of tefillin, which has in itself the sphere, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mimele, once the mezuzah becomes a shomer, and it becomes a shomer by virtue of the fact that it's got Kabbalah's Malchus Shemayim and Kabbalah's Amitzvahs in it. So in the context of Bohoyam Shemaya, in that context, the mezuzah is mayed also on Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it contains within itself the entire gamut of all the mitzvahs and everything that goes around into Kabbalah's Malchus and in Kabbalah's Shemayim. I really think that that is a good pshat in the Ramban, and it really emphasizes the kashyas. So that is my thought.